It was dreadfully cold. It was snowing fast and was almost dark as evening came on. The last evening of the year. In the cold and the darkness, there went along the street a poor little girl, barefooted, bareheaded, and with naked feet. When she left home, she had slippers on. It is true, but they were much too large for her feet. Slippers that her mother had used till then, and the poor little girl lost them in running across the street when two carriages were passing terribly fast. When she looked for them, one was not to be found, and a boy seized the other and ran away with it, saying he would use it for a cradle some day when he had children of his own. So on the little girl went with her bare feet, that were red and blue with cold. In an old apron that she wore were bundles of matches, and she carried a bundle also in her hand. No one had bought so much as a bunch all day long, and no one had given her even a penny. Poor little girl! Shivering with cold and hunger, she crept along, a perfect picture of misery. The snowflakes fell on her long flaxen hair, which hung in pretty curls about her throat. But she thought not of her beauty, nor of the cold. Lights gleamed in every window, and there came to her the savory smell of roast goose, for it was New Year's Eve. And was this of which she thought? In a corner formed by two houses, one of them projected beyond the other, she sat cowering down. She had drawn under her her little feet, but still she grew colder and colder, yet she dared not go home, for she had sold no matches and could not bring a penny of money. Her father would certainly beat her. And besides, it was cold enough at home, for they had only the house roof above them. And though the largest holes had been stopped with straw and rags, there were left many through which the cold wind could whistle. And now her little hands were nearly frozen with cold. Alas! A single match might do her good, if she might only draw it from the bundle, rub it against the wall, and warm her fingers by it. So at last she drew one out. Whisht! How it blazed and burned! It gave out a warm, bright flame like a little candle as she held her hands over it. A wonderful little light it was. It really seemed to the little girl as if she sat before a great iron stove with a polished brass feet and brass shovel and tongs. So blessedly it burned, the little maiden stretched out her feet to warm them also. How comfortable she was! But lo, the flame went out, the stove vanished, and nothing remained but the little burnt match in her hand. She rubbed another match against the wall. It burned brightly, and where the light fell upon the wall, became transparent like a veil, so that she could see through it into the house. A snow-white cloth was spread upon the table, on which was a beautiful china dinner service, while a roast goose stuffed with apples and prunes steamed famously and set forth a most savory smell. And what was more delightful still, and wonderful, the goose jumped from the dish, with knives and forks still in its breast, and waddled along the floor straight to the little girl. But the match went out then, and nothing was left to her but the thick, damp wall. She lighted another match, and now she was under a most beautiful Christmas tree, larger and far more prettily trimmed than the one she had seen through the glass doors at the rich merchant's. Hundreds of wax tapers were burning on the green branches, and gray figures, such as she had seen in the shop windows, looked down upon her. The child stretched out her hands to them. Then the match went out.